If you have big dreams in your life, most people are going to end up telling you one of two things: be realistic and start small. And they couldn't be further from the fucking truth. It honestly blows my mind that everyone thinks in this manner, because the reality is it all comes down to one simple thing that every high-level entrepreneur, athlete, musician, successful researcher, right? It doesn't have to be money related. They all do this one thing. And it's the reason why guys like Elon Musk and Deion Sanders and Arnold Schwarzenegger can do all of these things in their life that majority of people never thought possible. And it's so vital that, you take a step back and you really think about everyone in your life, and the few that are doing crazy things all think the same way. They all do. And it comes down to thinking big and having big fucking dreams. I'm talking shoot for the moon. I'm talking say things that people look at you cross-eyed and go, "Okay, bro." They make fun of you for it. They doubt you. You want to look people in the eye, and you want those people to laugh in your fucking face. That's how you know you're thinking big enough. Right? And thinking big, it's not just an idea or a dream or a goal. It's a way of fucking life. And recently, going into the new year, it's been on my mind. How can I think bigger? How can I strive for bigger things? What can I do to make shit happen? And so in today's video, I'm going to be going over exactly that. What can someone do to make shit happen and achieve things that they never thought possible? Prove their family and friends wrong, and just show the world that it really is your big sandbox. It's your playground. It's your video game. There is no fucking reason to fall into the confines of someone else's belief system. It's absolutely retarded. And so it all comes down to thinking big. Now, what is thinking big? Thinking big is the ability to set goals that you don't even think are possible. I'm talking ideas so outlandish that everyone else looks at you and says, "How is this possible?" And you look at yourself and you have self-doubt. If you have self-doubt to a degree, that means you're thinking big enough. Because what does that do? Well, thinking big allows you to expand your horizon, and in that manner allows you to hit goals and achievements and do things well beyond what thinking small would have done. So say this is you. This is your life, right? You have two ways of thinking. You can do what everyone else tells you to do and think small, right? You'll only grow to this extent. And that's fine, but you know for certain you can make that happen. There's no way you can't. It's impossible for it not to happen. It's realistic. That's why everyone tells you to start small, because if you truly don't have doubt, it will give you the momentum to start thinking bigger and setting bigger goals. But if you want to do big shit, you want to achieve your dreams and you really want to accomplish the life you've always wanted, you want to live the life you've always wanted, you got to think big. And thinking within your means is not going to cut it. So thinking big means taking this and doubling it. And knowing that you're going to be able to get here, you might be able to get here, but I have no idea how to get to this part. But what does this do? Well, compress it and let's look at it through a lens of time. If my goal is to get to this point, and I have 12 months to get there, or 3 months, or whatever my time frame is, all of a sudden, the way I think through a problem becomes very different. Now, why is this important? Well, picture this. You have two people, and one has the goal of getting the highest ROI on their marketing efforts. So if I spend X amount of money, I want to make the most money possible from that effort. The other person says, I want to build a $100 million business. Both things are required to get there, but the way in which you think through them is very different. The person that thinks about marketing only is going to think, okay, what can I do in this very moment to achieve the life I want or the marketing returns that I want? And because they're focused on a narrow niche and their goal isn't big, it's more on a metric, I can put a dollar in and get 10 out, right? Because I'm focused on thinking about one specific result. Now, if I take the example of building a $100 million business, my first thought is no longer, how do I get the highest return on my marketing spend? It now becomes, who can I hire to do the marketing? Right? And so the way that you think through these decisions completely changes. And it's why thinking big is so powerful, because it forces you to completely alter your train of thought. If you're only making $5,000 a month and you want to build a $100 million business in a year, there's no shot. There's no shot you do that with a $5,000 a month mindset, nor 10, nor 100, nor 1 mil mindset. You need to be thinking, how do I make $10 million a month? All of a sudden, entire thought framework changes. It's no longer, how am I going to do it? It's, who? What's the team I'm going to build, right? Say if you want to, say you're a researcher. I like this example because it's different than what you'll hear from most people on the internet. I want to, take Isaac Newton, for example. I want to change the way that physics is perceived. No one was thinking gravity. What's gravity? Shit just falls, right? This dude comes out, says the most outlandish shit, changes the world forever because he thought outside of what everyone else told him. That's not possible. Don't care. Still think it is, right? It's like the 4-minute mile. No one thought it was possible until it was broke. Everyone did it. All because one dude thought big enough. One person thinking big enough allows the rest of everyone else to just fucking shoot by. And so thinking big is important. What it also allows you to do is, if I set a goal of, say this is a $100 million business, right? And say this is a $100,000 business, right? Again, I need $10,000 per month here. I need 10 mil per month here. Two completely different trains of thought. However, if I strive for the 100 million, I guarantee you I'll blow this out of the water. Maybe I end the year, I didn't get close, but I got about halfway. I could be sitting at a $10 million business. All because I said, fuck it, I'm going to go for 100. Right? Because that bar is so high, failure is also so much higher. And so thinking big not only allows you to, or gives you the opportunity to really believe in yourself and achieve these dreams that no one else does, but it allows you to fail so much higher. The guy that wants to make a million in a year is going to make 3, 4, 5 times as much as the guy who's like, I just want a 5% raise. Say he's making 100K. Even if he's making 200, 300K, he's not going to get close. Guy that's shooting for a mil, he might make 600. 60% of his goal was achieved. What the hell? That's 6 times more than the guy that was just looking for a 5% raise on a 90K salary or whatever the fuck, right? And so this principle of just thinking so outlandishly big changes everything. It's the reason Elon Musk is on pace to do $500 billion in the next year. $500 billion. Let's fucking... Because his goal is to go to Mars, to not just go to Mars, but to inhabit Mars. And so this allows him to fail so much higher. So much higher. And you know, the question always comes about, is it good or is it bad? Is thinking this fucking huge, does it even make sense? Well, I'll ask you this question. Would you rather never achieve your dreams because you never even thought to dream in the first place? Or would you rather give everything you got in the pursuit of those dreams, regardless of what other people said? Personally, I'd rather die knowing I at least chased it. All this YouTube shit, all this business shit, it could burn in a dumpster fire. But at least I chased my dreams. At least I thought big enough to take the fucking risk. Because way, way, way too many of us just don't do it. Don't do it. Next thing you know, you're 30. Next thing you know, you're 40. Next thing you know, you're 50. And you've done nothing. You've worked a job. You were fucking lazy. You had no sense of urgency. Because you didn't dream big enough. You didn't. And that's your fault. Right? I'm not gonna sugarcoat this shit. If you're not dreaming big enough, you're never gonna fucking get there. You're never gonna fucking get there. Don't even try thinking you're gonna get there. Don't even fucking try. Think so outlandishly big that it's impossible to fail. Because your failure is someone else's dream. That's how big you have to be on. That's how big you have to be thinking. Now, the question is, where do I start? Well, at least how I do it is I think through, okay, what do I want out of life? Is it a successful business? Is it strong relationships? Is it the freedom to do what I want? What do I want out of life? What do I want? From there, I can now think, okay, what does that look like? Paint the picture. What does it look like? What does success look like? In this case, I'll start with, let's go monetary. So let's say by the end of 2025, I want to do $5 million a year, right? Because that's just what I want to do. Now, if I said I want to do $100 million, cool. But also there's this understanding, and I'll go on a little side tangent here. There's this understanding that like the bigger you shoot, the more stress and pressure you're going to undergo. Now on the back end, you're going to crush. But again, it's your life. Not everyone wants $100 million business. If I want a $5 million, well, if I fail, maybe I'm running $1 million business, right? So it's thinking about, okay, what do I need to do to get to this point? Is it worth getting to that point? Do I want to make the sacrifices and the choices and the decisions to get to that point? Because thinking big means you're thinking big. It's going to affect your lifestyle. You're going to have to live a completely different way to achieve that dream. Do you want to live the same life as $100 million CEO? Or do you want to live the life of $5 million, right? And so it's for you, it's up to you to decide, what am I doing to get where I want to go? And is that sacrifice worth it? Now, again, in my case, let's say $5 million business. What am I going to do? Well, let's work it back. What does $5 million business look like? Well, what's that? $200K a month? Something like that. Let's just call it $200K a month. Right? There's a $500K a month. That's $500K a month. Fuck it. Whatever that math is. Break it down monthly. Right? So you go 5 mil, you go 500K. From there, okay, how do I make 500K a month? Well, what's my product size? Right? Because I'm going to go business here. What's my product size? Let's say I do a $50,000 product. Can I charge 50K for something? Okay, how many products do I need to sell in a month? Well, 10 products. Okay. All of a sudden, $5 million business got real simple. I only have to make 10 sales a month. That's one sale every 3 days. Well, that's possible, right? And so by this logic, you're able to work back and think smaller. But it didn't start there. You don't start small. You start big and you make it small. See, that's the disconnect most people miss. Is it's not fucking about, you know, start small, be realistic. It's be so unrealistic that you're forced to make it realistic, right? Because again, if I said I'm going to build a $5 million business next year, people would look at me like I'm crazy. If I say I'm going to do $500K a month, people look at me and say I'm crazy. If I told people I'm going to sell a $50,000 product, people would tell me I'm crazy. If I told someone, I'm going to sell 10 things this month, and that's going to get me to the 5 mil. They tell me I'm crazy, but they tell me 10 things. That doesn't seem outlandish. See? Very different mindset for the exact same result, but this is more digestible. And so the paradox to this is most people got it right. To be honest with you, start small. But don't start small. Start big. Make the action small. Dana White would not have done what he wanted to do. And I watched a podcast from him the other day. I was just doing some mindless bullshit. And it really made me think, you got to go big. This guy probably doesn't understand the technicalities of certain things to the same extent that maybe even myself does, right? But at the same time, this dude has built a billion-dollar business because he thought big. And the minute things didn't matter to him. So think big, because that's what's going to get you where you want. That's what's going to help you achieve the life of your dreams, date the girl you always wanted, have the family you've always wanted, travel, you know, whatever the fuck you want, you only get there by thinking big. You're not going to date the hottest girl by not asking the hottest girl and thinking that that is a possibility. Because if you think, you know, she's too good for me, well, you're never going to have her. If you think I'm too good for her, well, she's lucky to have you, right? And now all of a sudden that frame has shifted because you thought so fucking big. So think big, because thinking big, that is where the fucking success happens. That is where the real growth occurs, and that is where you're going to build the life of your fucking dreams. Boom.